page 452. We did the psukim. We only did the mitzvahs. We did not yet do the rashis. Let's read the psukim again quickly. Ha'ichal b'sar abirim. Hashem says, I don't need your kurbanos. Don't try to bribe me by bringing me kurbanos that I don't need. I don't need all these psukim that describe the same idea. Ha'ichal is a lot of different psukim saying the same idea. Hashem says, "Hoichal b'sar abirim." Do I eat the flesh of fattened animals? V'dam atudim eshteh. Do I drink the blood of male goats? Zivach lelukim toida. The simple reading we discussed this. The sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice a person can bring to Hashem is to confess, is to humble yourself. Toida is here translated by most of the Farshim in this unusual way, at least it's unusual for us. It doesn't necessarily mean to give thanksgiving, but it means in this context to give confession, to confess, to acknowledge that we are falling short in our duties to Hashem. V'shalem le'elyoin yedarecha, and pay to Hashem, the Elyoin, your vows. And as all the Mepharshim say, it would have been better for you not to vow altogether. And then, if you will confess and you will be true to your word, then you have a VIP pass in Shemayim, where you will call out to Hashem, I will answer you. I will release you. Chalitza. This is, we didn't dwell upon this. This is a great word. This word, chalitza. Chalitza means to loosen. To loosen, what does the Yavama do to the Yavam? She loosens the straps. Chilutz hanoal. Chilutz hanoal doesn't mean to take off the shoe. What it means is to loosen the straps that keep the shoe tied onto the foot, and the mela, the shoe falls off. The shoe falls off. So here also, the person over here is a person is in trouble. When a person is suffering, it's as if he's tied up. As if someone has come and tied his hands, tied his feet, and does not have room to move, to maneuver, to get out of his difficult situation. And we'll mispal to Hashem to loosen the band, to loosen the straps that are limiting us in our ability to function in this world. When a person, Rahman al-Islam, is going through a difficult situation, he feels as if he's limited, he's tied up. What am I going to do about this situation? I have nowhere to maneuver. I have nowhere to go. When Hashem opens up those bands, those straps, then a person is able to maneuver, to function. So therefore, a person says, "Kulat Hashem biyom tzara, acha letzicha." Hashem will loosen the person from his situation, and then when he has salvation, usichabedeni, he will give Hashem honor. We discussed last week the inyan of giving a suudas hoida, or at least giving public recognition to Hashem for the good things that Hashem has given. Then we learn the pasuk ul rasha, concerning the rasha, amar Elokim, malucha lesaper chukai, what are you going and making believe you're a phony? Hypocrisy. Are you going and you are relating my chukai, my laws? And vatisa v'risi alficha, why are you going around and saying shalosh su'udos Torah? This is an expression, you don't hear this anymore today. It's like you say, oh, this guy, yeah. He's a person's a manuvel, he's a ganef. Yeah, you know, he wears a nice bekesha, and he wears a big hat. And he darshins by shalosh shuras. You don't hear this too often anymore. But one of the things that people try to say about people who are unfortunately not holding where they are, they admit they're phonies, they're fakers, is they do this, and they also they darshin by shalosh su'udos. So that's exactly what it says over here. It comes maybe from over here. Malachol lesapik. Why are you going to lesapik? Why are you relating my laws? In other words, why are you making believe you are a Talmud Chacham when your practice is very, very minimal? Your practice is not, you don't practice what you preach. Malachol lesapik hukai, fatisav v'isin, you carry my ivrisi, my covenant, alfich upon your mouth. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, hoichal b'sar abirim, lo yamarti l'chol l'havi yizevach she'ani tzarech l'achil. I'm reading Rashi, Pasuk Yud Gimel, page 6452. I never told you, instruct you to bring for me a sacrifice. Shani tzarech l'achila. Do I don't need to eat anything. I don't need to eat your food. Ela nachas ruch lefonai shamarti v'na'asor ritzoni. The only thing that I want is, the only nachas ruach, reach nichoyach, is when a person does what Hashem tells him to do. Pasuk Yudalit. Zivach leilokim toida. Rashi also follows this translation. The word toida here means confess. His va de al ma'asecha v'shuv elai. Zehu zevach sha'ani chofetz boy. Okay, so again, Rashi clearly learns this is the translation, confession. Confess to Hashem. Confess to Hashem on your deeds and we do teshuvah. This is the sacrifice that I want. V'achakach shalem le'elyon nidorecha. And then pay to Hashem your vows. Ki oz yiskablu l'rotzoyim. Then they will be acceptable. Tos posik tezvav usechabedeni shezehu kevoidi. Shoshia es haboivchem bi. I will bring salvation to those that have faith in me. What does it say over here in the Sifti Zekeinim? Shoz zehu kevoidi kach tzoch loymar. Those who bring a carbon without shuva, that's not called a covet. Those phonies, they bring a carbon only for their honor. Fine. Pasuk tezayin v'tisavris v'risi. These phonies, they go and they make believe. They tell me they chachamim. They keep on. They say. They carry on their lips my covenant, the words of Torah. Okay, let's go now to the next page. Let's finish the Mizmar, and then we're going to come back and discuss some things. Let's just try to go, we'll finish the whole Mizmar first. The Ata and you, Sonesa Musa. Okay, continuing in the theme, the you. Okay, let me see what's going on here. The door is over here.
No. Where are you? What?
Apostle, page 454. 454. On your mark, get ready, get set. Okay, 454. Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Ato Hashem is you. You referring to the Rasha. This is a continuation of the previous Pasuk. You the Rasha. Sonesa Musa. You detest, rebuke. Vatashlech divarai acharecha. And you cast my words behind you. Okay, there's another pasuk that's something similar. Acharei gavecha, behind your back. Okay, obviously there's a list of repetition, different expressions. Each one has its own unique flavor. And here it says, and you cast my words behind you. Let's read from the psukim. Imro isa ganof vatiretz imoy. If you see a ganof, what do you do? What do you do? You run. You run after him. The imin of him, in other words, oh, you have a new technique how to steal. There's a new way to cheat everyone, a new fraud. People, they surf the web the whole day trying how to rip off people, trying new techniques, schemes. New scheme, or go to the school of get a PhD in learning how to rip off people, or find another technique, how to cheat and how to steal. Imreisa ganof. If you see a ganof, wow, teach me your trade. Vatiretz imo, you run with him. Okay, the word tiretz means to run. Rotz kitzvi. What?
To pursue him, but to
join him. To join him. Right. This over here does not mean to chase after him to catch him. No, you run imo with him, with him. In other words, teach me your trade. How are you able to get away with it? I also want to do this. The im min no afim. People that are promiscuous, people that are engaged in niuf, in gili arayos, that is where you find yourself, the Rasha. Picha sholachta vira'a, your mouth you've sent forth with evil. Uleshoncha tatsnid mirma, is sealed to, or it's cleaves, attached, cleaves to deceit. Teshev biachicha, you sit with your brother, sidaber b'ven imcha, titen dofin. That's a little more complicated, that pasuk. We have to sit inside. When you sit amongst, achicha means your fellow comrades. It doesn't mean over here your brother literally, your biological brother. It means when you sit together with your friends, what do? Lashon hara, sedaber beven imcha, you speak lies, falsehoods, and lashon hara about your real brother. Okay, it's a little bit complicated. According to the mitzvah, so according to the mitzvah, this is a little bit more sophisticated. The pasuk is over here. That basically is you right. So achicha simply means with your friends, and beven imcha means your family. That's disgusting. It's disgusting when the person rebels against his own family, and titin doifi, you cast doifi defect. You go and you claim that your family, they're old fashioned, they're whatever. They're that's a terrible thing to abandon. Umibesorucha altis alam. Never ever abandon your own family. That is a terrible, terrible crime. Or its values, everything about your family, you never, that is a red line, you never ever cross. Umibesorucha altis alam. The Soloveitchiks, they're very good to their family. They have a reputation. Okay, you know, out in the world out there, in the modern orthodoxy, by many communities, people have a very big problem with opening up their mouth and saying things that they should not be saying. No, obviously, it's no one's business to open up your mouth. Soloveitchik family, a lot of them are very, very, obviously, the Rav, Agoin Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he's been hijacked. That's the truth. many people. I'm not saying this. This has been written up all over the place. Many, many people have done some very strange things, and they've in the name of Ravi, which is totally outrageous, crazy things. But many people who have innovated in orthodoxy and pushed the envelope have done so in the name of the Rav, which is, and. The Soloveitchiks is a very big family, very, very many. You will never, ever hear a bad word from the Soloveitchiks that you would consider to be on the extreme right about anyone, any Soloveitchik that is not like them. They're very makpid on that. Umibesorcha al tisalam. You're my cousin, you're mine. You will not hear a bad word even if I don't agree with you, you're mahalach, you're derech. I mean, Rav Simcha Soloveitchik, okay, he used to see Simcha is a real a kanoi shtickle, in a good way. And I used to sit there in the afternoon, learn there, and for nice tekufa. He only has the highest shevach for every single member of his family. B'li yoytzim in aklal. Because umibesorcha altis, they're very makpid on that, no matter what. What?
It came from the top. Generations back, they try to learn that at their own table, how to behave.
Reb Chaim, right. That is, Mubisorcha. You go out into some yeshiva, and then you go say, I'm not going to have to elaborate, you say some things. Oh, they're going to spew garbage, right? They don't even know what they're told. It's just ignorance. 99% of what people say is just a result of pure, unadulterated ignorance. Ignorance, but people have loose lips, loose cannon, a lot of loose cannons out there. Not from the Soloveitchiks. You're not going to hear one bad word. That's a musa to learn from them. It's quite a musa. Soloveitchiks have, they have their own things. Everyone has their own. But that's a beautiful mila, and I learned that from him. I learned that from Rav Soloveitchik. It's my mishpacha. Bos atzmi ubesori ata. And Kol Shekein, no person should ever, ever, ever go do anything like that. That's what, over here, that's what it says. Over here, according to the Mitzvah Zdavid, it means that people sit with their newfound friends and they cast titing doifi against their own family. That's a terrible thing. Unfortunately, you know where it comes from? It comes from the brothers, the Shvatim. what do you want? They try to kill their own brother. I mean, we're suffering from this. Ad hayom hazeh. Let's see the Mitzvah Stav Yipasik Yitzayim. Mitzudoy Stav Yitzayim V'yatun V'yatun Yu. Okay, we're dealing over here with the Rasha in the previous Pasik. V'yatun Yu on page 454. V'atayu mitzudois dov at the very bottom of the page. V'atayu haloi balev atos soine hamusar in your heart. You hate rebuke. V'hishlachto devarei acharei gavecha. Notice he used the more famous pasuk. You've taken his thing acharecha means your back. Even though it does not say that in the pasuk over here, he's saying over here that it's similar to the other pasuk, the famous pasuk that says, "I see yishlacht acharei gavecha." Here it says "divrei acharecha." He's saying in the mitzudas, and it's the same thing. You have cast me behind your back, and kederech shemashlicha adam davar shelo yachbitz l'roi. So you don't want to see it. You throw it behind your back. Vatiretz imoy lehischaber elav. You run together with the ganof to join up, to partner with him, to make money.
Running
with
the gang.
Say again?
With the gang. They're running with the gang.
They're running with the gang. Okay. Chelkecha, your portion. Bacharta chelkecha lelechas im minoafim. You have selected your portion with the people that commit minoafim zinus. All different varieties. Vira'a, ledaber harabi ne Hashem, tatsmit techaber im hamirma. Because in the man, raw is very, very, very delicious in this world. It's raw in this world. We live in a world where people, Mr. Cohen, maybe we can ask you a favor. Maybe we can find a solution for the door outside. Keeps him banging.
But just
verify. But yeah, then the cold air comes in. I don't know the solution. So no way.
No,
the outside door, I know, but they open it, I know. But when they open up that door, when they open up that door, a gush of freezing cold wind comes into the whole building. There's a wind tunnel over there. There's a wind tunnel over there, and it really, really, whatever. Okay, there are no, because I mean, what do you mean, Vera? In this world, Ra is beautiful, it's delicious. Delicious. Look at some of the policies. Look at some of the policies in Missouri. Or Mahal, you told me in Missouri they passed a law.
Minnesota. They didn't pass it. They're considering
a policy. Could you imagine this? Any person who has a degree, or is a practicing rabbi, priest, or any religious leader. What does it say?
I said anybody who wants to do a license to teach in public school.
Right.
Right. Cannot be.
Rabbi,
observant.
An observant religious leader.
Not a leader, just a person.
A religious, anyone that is.
Anyone who practices Judaism or
if you practice religion, you cannot. You're not qualified to be a public school teacher, because your deus in life will damage. You're so corrupt to believe in God. Or to believe,
yes.
To believe in God, to believe in anything, have any morals, is a crime.
But
so you
you're
could,
LGBTQ, you're not.
No, that's right, exactly.
Yes,
right. So these things are called an abomination. In the Torah, it's called a to'eva. To not to believe in God is a pagan. It's there's nothing worse than this.
If you believe in that, you're good.
This is called ra'ah. But obviously, it's not ra'ah in the eyes of man, because if society promotes this. Okay, this.
People are promoting it. It's going to be challenged because people don't like it.
Halavai, and what's going to happen? They'll cheat.
You have to stop suggesting that the majority of people are immoral and don't. It's just not like that.
If you will ask, let me ask you a question. Okay, going off the topic, if you will ask a person, how many people in this country are participants in these crazy lifestyles that you hear about in the news? I think most people would say 20%, 30%, 40%. No, I'm going to say, ask the average person who just walks down the street. Obviously, you hear, they listen to the news. You hear about all these things.
The average person thinks New York is the size of.
It's 3%. It's not more than 3%. 3%. Since when does 3% of a country control the whole country? 3%.
Let's see. There's China, there's Russia, there's. That's how it
3%. So it's a scary world. It's a scary world. It's Ra be'enei Hashem. Okay? Ra be'enei Hashem. That's what it says. The worst thing is when you play with people's minds, you put doubt in their mind. You go and you make a victim feel like, you make a person who you it's very easy to manipulate people, to people who are correct, to put seeds of doubt and ideas, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I... It's very powerful. It's a very... We're all vulnerable to being brainwashed. Maisim cholyom. Go to the yeshivas. We're all vulnerable to these things. You have to know what's ra be'enei Hashem. You have to have a benchmark. You have to start out with a clear benchmark of what is correct, what is not correct. From there, it all goes down. And let's go further over here in the Mitzudos. Next pasuk, Tatzmi techaber in Mirma. You cleave to Mirma. Ki loy nifrida hamirma milashoncha. Deceit is not removed from your lips. Pasuk chav teshev kasher teshev bin anoshim tadamir doifi. When you sit with anoshim, so notice in the Mitzudos stuff it says that rochicha means anoshim. You're sitting around. You're sitting around the park bench, and what are you talking about? You are tadaber doifi. You are casting defect. You are saying nasty things. Af biyochicha, af. So he says something like this. He says teishev. Oh look, I made a mistake. You see, I made a mistake. Zvadim shamarti tol sein biyadi. I told you teishev biyochicha. Those two words go together. That is incorrect. Teishev. Period. Okay. Teishev. Period. You sit around, and just sit around in a park bench, or you sit around in a restaurant or in a bar, whatever you do, you're sitting around, and what do? Biachicha sedaber. You speak nasty things against your brother. Period. Number two, repetition. Beven imcha titen dofi. Okay, so therefore it's teishev kama. You sit and you converse with your chaverim, and what do you do in your conversation? Biachicha sedaber. What else do you do? Beven imcha Titen doifi. That is the crime. Mitzudas David, tedaber doifi af biochicha, v'yafilu benim imcha shehu v'adai ochicha. Even someone, a mother, anyone, a brother, you know, person, according to Chazal, there's no vadai. It's a pelvic thing. When it comes to a brother, there's no vadai. Why not? No one, how does a person know who the father really is? A mother, you for sure know. Because the mother, the child came out physically from the mother. So you can't deny that this is the son of this mother. But who's the father? The only reason we discussed this at length, we had a whole shiur in this in the second part, is that roiv bi'ilois achar habal. The only way that we treat la halacha, a person to be called a brother, is only based on the principle of roiv. Isn't it amazing? Roiv. It's not a vadai. There's no vadai. Roiv bi'ilois achar habal. And we had this whole long discussion. If it's only based upon roiv by a goy, by a Gentile, is there a din of roiv? So we proved, we had the whole show we had is from that beautiful sefer of Shleimim Bitzion, roiv simply does not apply to a goy. The principle of roiv does not apply to a Gentile. So if that's the case, when you're dealing with goyim, you have two brothers, who says they're brothers? The only way we know that there's something called a brother is because of roiv. Roiv bi'ilei sachar habal. But that only applies to Jews. Roiv is a halachic principle that does not apply to Gentiles. How then by a goyim do you know relationships? So after the whole long analysis, I don't remember anything anymore. The maskana was that there are two types of roiv. There's a halachic roiv, and then there is a roiv of mitzius. And the principle of roiv bi'ilei sachar habal is a roiv in mitzius, and that does apply to a non-Jew. There are two different types of roiv. It's a beautiful yesod. There are two different types of roiv in the world. A roiv, and you have to be clever to differentiate between the roiv of mitzius, that is universal, versus a roiv in halacha, which is unique only to Jews. You find a piece of meat in the street. Is that a roiv of mitzias? Is that a roiv of halacha? Pasha says that's a roiv in halacha. That's not a roiv of mitzias. And then we have 10 stores. 9 stores sell kosher, and 1 store sells non-kosher. is this piece of meat kosher or not? So for us, we go Basarayf. Since there are 9 stores that are selling kosher, we have a right to assume that it's kosher. Okay, now listen to this question. Let's say you have a Gentile who is chayiv in the 7 mitzvahs bnei noyach, which includes Eiver min hachai. Is a goy allowed to eat Eiver min hachai? So the Pashas is not. A goy is not. There are certain things that a goy can't just take a bite out of an animal. You can't do that. A goy can't eat. So let's say you find in the street a piece of meat, and the question is and it's for sure not kosher. Is it Eiver min hachai? No, it came from Eiver min hachai. Maybe someone pulled off the limb, pulled the limb off.
The second guy
have Eiver min hachai. If the animal is dead right now, but the limb was removed from the animal when it was alive, it's called Eiver min hachai. Eiver min hachai doesn't mean the animal's still living. Eiver min hachai doesn't mean, the animal's walking around, and here's the leg. So that's Eiver min hachai. No, Eiver min hachai means I pulled the limb off the animal, and then while it was alive, and the animal's long dead. It's long dead, and we put the leg, we put it in the freezer, and now a year later we defrost, and now we want to eat it. The animal's gone. The animal's long dead. But here, this piece of meat was removed from the animal when the animal was alive. That's also called Eiver min hachai. Let's assume that a goy is chayiv, is not allowed to eat Eiver min hachai. Let's make that assumption. That's not so necessarily correct, but let's make that assumption. And a goy finds in the street a piece of meat. And there are 9 stores that we know for a fact sell Eiver min hachai, and there's 1 store that does not sell Eiver min hachai. So, it's all the way around. There are 9 stores that do not sell Eiver min hachai, and there's 1 store that does sell Eiver min hachai. The goy also have a hechsher. They have to have a hechsher that there's no Eiver min hachai. So, is a goy allowed to eat that piece of meat? Oh, you go basarayf. Alumnus, you go bust a roif. No, you don't. The guy can't eat a piece of meat. Because roif is a din only by Jews. If there are 9 stores that are selling kosher, basar kosher, and there's 1 store that's selling basar treif, and you find a piece of meat in the street and you have a question which store it came from, so a Jew has a principle in halacha called roif. That's the big question to be mechalek between the 2 different types of roif. It's a beautiful lump. We supposed to discuss this at length. There's 2 different types. I mean, this is according to one opinion. This is what it says. The Shleim Itzion Felder has a whole discussion. There are 2 types of roif. There's a halachic roif, and there is a roif of mitzius, and a goy has a roiv of mitzius and not a roiv of halacha, and you have to be able to differentiate the criteria. You have to lay out a shulchan aruch of the criteria of when it's called a roiv in halacha and when it's called a roiv in mitzius. There's another thing that parallels this yisoid. It's a beautiful yisoid from the Meshech Chachma, the Or Sameach, and he says a kal v'choymer. Okay, we know when we read the Yud Gil Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes. There are 13 midos. The Yud Gimel midos. Yud Gimel midos she'atar nidreshes. One of them is a kal v'choymer. So the Meshech, the Meshech Chachma, the same person. I don't know where he says it. Is what do you need? What do you need? One of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidreshes, when the Gemara says Adam Don Kal V'Choymer Me'atzmai, a Kal V'Choymer is something which is logical. Adam Don Kal V'Choymer Me'atzmai. In the Torah, there are 10 examples of a Kal V'Choymer. Last week's parsha. If the Jewish people don't believe in me, kal v'chomer, how will paro? Doesn't Moshe didn't go look in the Gemara? Oh, it's a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. One of the Yud Gimel Midos she'atar nidreshes. Vehein lo Adam don kal v'chomer me'atzma. There are 10 examples in the Torah. Logic. So why then is it included in the Yud Gimel Midos she'atar nidreshes? So the answer is very simple. If you learn a Gemara where the Gemara makes a Kal V'Chomer, the Gemara says, are we going to compare we're going to compare basically apples and oranges. I don't remember giving you an example offhand. We had the Gemara only a few days ago, such an example. If by an apple has this leniency, but has that way has this leniency, but yeah, it has this chumra. So certainly an orange that has this stringency, so certainly should have this stringency. Wait a minute. What did you just say? Apples and oranges have nothing in common. What are you making a kal v'chomer between an apple and an orange? I understand. Moshe says, if Jewish people don't listen to me, so I can that I understand. That's something which makes that's logical. But if you want to make a kal v'chomer, you learn a daf gemara, and the gemara very often makes okay. It's a kal v'chomer. Madoch, this halacha doesn't. This is lenient, yet it has this stringency. So this, which has this stringency, so certainly, yeah, I hear what you said, but at the end of the day, these two concepts have nothing in common. Nothing in common. Madoch, this person, he doesn't wear glasses, but he has a beard. So if I wear glasses, so certainly I should have a beard. Does that make any sense to you? That's what the Gemara does every day. Every day I have the Gemara. If this person, good morning, how are you? If this person doesn't look, he has a leniency. He doesn't wear glasses. Look at that. But he has a beard. So if this person wears glasses, certainly he should have a beard. What? What are you talking about? It doesn't make one bit of sense what you're talking. Stop. What are you comparing? So the who is this kasha? The Meshech Chachmas, the Ar Samech is this kasha. And you know what he says? That's not a kal. When the Gemara says there are yud gimel midos she'atar nidreshes, and the Gemara and one of the yud gimel midos she'atar nidreshes is a kal v'choymer, it doesn't mean a kal v'choymer. Im yoroik yorak b'fanecha halosti kolim shivas yamim. If Miriam's father would spit at her, wouldn't she be embarrassed for 7 days? So certainly when Hashem shows his displeasure, she should be embarrassed for at least 7 days, if not more, for 14 days. At least 7 days. This is not one of those kal v'chomers. This is like a gzeirah shavah. When the Gemara makes a gzeirah shavah, what does the Gemara do? We have a sugi here, and a sugi here, and in this place there's a word, and in this halacha there's a word. So magic. There's a portal. Wait a minute. A and B have nothing in common. Just because there's a word here and there's a word here that are the same, that gives us the power to connect them, to create this portal where we can go back and forth and draw from here to there. The answer is, this is halacha l'moshe misinai. You don't need logic. This is a building block in how the Torah is understood. It demands emuna, Torah shebal peh. It's not necessarily logical. It's the one of the yud gimel midah she'atar nidreshes. A person can't on his own make a gzeirah shavah. A person needs a tradition misinai that these two halachos are related because they share a common word. You can't do this on your own. There's a set of, there's a tradition, Misinai, how to do this and when you can do this. A kal v'chomer is exactly the same. The kal v'chomer is not a logical principle. Just like when you make a gzeirah shavah, you take a word here and a word there and you bring the two together through the mesorah. When you make, the Gemara makes a kal v'chomer, it takes A and B, which have nothing in common. Just like in a gzeirah shavah, there's nothing in common. And the Torah, the Mitzvah says, and on this, I'm telling you, you can now build a kal v'chomer. But you can't make a kal v'chomer on your own. There has to be a Mitzvah. There are two different types of kal v'chomers, just like, and similarly, there are two different types of roiv. There is a halachic roiv, and there is a roiv that is a reality. It's a mitzias in the world. A non-Jew is not shaykh in the halachic roiv, and is only shaykh in the roiv like a kal v'chomer she'odom don me'atzmai, a non-Jew is included in a roiv of mitzias. So going back to this pasuk teishev, a person sits down, and what does he do? B'achicha sedaber, he speaks evil against his brother. B'ven imcha titen doifi, against the son of his mother, which is also his brother, he casts aspersions. He says there are defects. He reveals defects. And the Mitzudas David says, why do we break up the pasuk into different parts? Well, there's a brother that's only a roiv, and there's a brother that's a vadai. The brother that's a roiv is your. There's a brother that they have different mothers, a half brother. A half brother, you share the same father, is a roiv, and b'ven imichov, you share the same mother, that is a vadai. And we just went off on a tangent, is that this principle that a brother from a father is not a vadai, it's a roiv, this is a roiv in mitzius. And it applies even to non-Jews. Again, the mitzvah is the pasuk from the very, very bottom of the page. Teishev, kasher teishev ben anoshim tidaber doifi af v'yachicha, v'afil b'ven imcha shuhu vadai achicha. Okay, the mitzvah started just pointing out like a little halachic principle over here. There's a halachic principle over here. Over here, the pasuk breaks up brothers into two different types of brothers. There is a brother stam, and there's a brother that's called b'ven imcha. Aven imcha, if you share the same mother, it is a vadai. If you don't share the same mother, you only share the same father, it's not a vadai, it is a roiv. Roiv be'ilois achar habal. And we're just reviewing what you said that we said a while ago, is that this principle of roiv be'ilois achar habal, to make a person into a brother, is a roiv in mitzius, and it applies even to Gentiles. Okay, let's now go to the next pasuk, finish up the mizmor. Pasuk chaf aleph elah sisa ve'charashti dimisa heyois eye chomoicha oichi chacho ve'ercho li'einecha. Pasuk chaf aleph in the mitzudah is David. Mitzudah ve'charashti. Hashem over here is saying that I've been very patient with you. I have done, you have committed crimes. Pasuk is giving musa to the Rosh, ul Rosh Amar. Going back on when it says that Hashem says to the Rosh, the Rasha, you, all the different things that you're a phony. You make believe that you're a tzaddik and you're a Talmud Chacham, but the truth is you hate, despise Musa. You've taken my words, you've thrown them behind your back. If you see a ganaf, you join him. Your place is with the Minoafim. You speak Lashon Hara. Everything that comes out of your mouth is deceitful. You even speak Lashon Hara against your own brother. You've done terrible things, and the Hashem says, "V'hecharashti, I was quiet." It's a very powerful pasuk. Hashem is very patient. Hashem is very patient. He lets people get away with quite a bit until it's too late. Dimisa, you thought, "Heyois eyechamoicha." Mitzudas David, back to Mitzudas David, page 456, pasuk chaf aleph. Mili para, I was silent from punishing you. Lucha al kolele ulze tidame. You thought v'sachshoyv ashani chamoicha lehoyv esora. The fact that Hashem allows evil to perpetuate in this world allows people to foolishly believe that Hashem is part of the team. He's part of every ganav. Before they commit a crime, they daven very hard to be matzliach. It's true, and it works. How do I know? Join the club. Follow me around. What do I think I do at night? Go rob banks. Just joking. But every kind of, so people they foolishly think that Hashem is part of their team because Hashem doesn't punish them. Ulezet dame v'rachstash Hashem ani kamoicho le'ahoyv to love es hara oichi chacha avol da. The mitzvah David says avol da. You should know this word da. Okay, I believe is one of the most favorite words of the Chofetz Chaim. In the Mishnah Brura, you learn a Gemara, it says Kloimar. Every time you have a Rashi, you learn Daf Yomi, you have a Rashi. Kloimar. Oh, Kloimar. I remember in 8th grade, my Rebbe, whenever you see Kloimar, it says Rashi, it says Kloimar, it's like a stop sign. when you learn how to drive, you learn, you come to a complete stop. Unless you live in New York. You come to a complete stop and you look both ways. Stop. Rashi, when he says kloimar, he's telling you full breaks. Pay attention now. I'm going to tell you something that it doesn't say in the Gemara. I'm going to be adding words into the Gemara. I'm going to be embellishing the Gemara. And it's not what it says in the Gemara. But I'm telling you, this is the tradition as how you have to understand these words. Do not take these words literally. If you're not going to pay attention, you're going to totally miss the boat because it's not obvious in what the Gemara is saying. You need here tradition. Whenever Rashi says the word koloimar, it's heavy weight. The Chofetz Chaim, if you learn Mishneh Berurah, every so often he says da. He comes to a new concept and he says da. I'm telling you something now. Pay attention. It'd be interesting to highlight, make a little contrast of all the halachas, all of the statements the Chofetz Chaim made. Every Mishneh Berurah, in the Be'er Halach, I don't think he says it so often in the Be'er Halach. Not that I would know. I'm not such a big Be'er Halacha person, but on the Shaar HaTzion, to make a little, it would be a very nice thing to do. To make a kuntras, Mark, you do today? You got a whole day today. You make a kuntras for us. Go through the six Halacha Mishneh Berurah, every time the Chofetz Chaim, the Mishneh Berurah says, da! And collect all of those statements. They're all very, very interesting things. So he says here, da! Like one thing, I'll tell you one example he says, which is very interesting, it's fascinating that he says it there, is it Zecher or Zecher? Okay, so there are people that will get so worked up about this. they will not daven in a shul if they repeat the word. They're so thoroughly convinced that it's Zecher. And this is a Meshagas that the Olam says Zecher. And there are people that will be moiser nefesh to tell you it's zecher, it's not zecher. I once had the schuz of talking zecher, it's zecher. I once spoke to Rabelsky. I had the schuz of talking to Rabelsky about it. Rabelsky was a master in these things, so he was varfing when he said to me, "There's no way to be machria." And he said, from a grammatical standpoint, he started quoting psukim. Rabelsky knew everything. They say it has to be zecher because of this. Because you can't know. I'll show you. It says in this pasuk, in this grammatical form. You had a guy the whole drasha, Rebelsky, like. So the Chofetz Chaim says da. There's no way to know. I don't have the exact words. Da. We do not know if it's zecher or zecher. He says very innocently, but when you see people how passionate. People write that they've solved the problem. They've done research and they solved the problem. It's certainly one or the other. Chofetz Chaim already 100 years ago said, da, I'm ahead of you guys. There's no way to know if it's Zecher or Zecher. That's what he says. So here over here in the Mitzvah David, he says Avol Da. Okay, he's not, I don't think he meant to say it with such passion over here with da, but he's Avol Da no Asher. Es vakach imcha, I will debate you.
In our phrase, by the way,
Zecher Rav, that's another thing. Zecher. Zecher Rav Tuvcha, or is it Zecher, was it Zecher Rav? So they're different gear size. Different gear size. Zecher. Zecher. I have a friend that's very into this, and he also. Zecher. Zecher Kama, Zecher Rav Tuvcha. The remembrance, Zecher, is a comma there? Zecher, comma, Rav Tuvcha. Many people say Zecher Rav.
I don't like the way the comma is. They change the comma.
Rav Pam was very upset with that.
They changed the comma in one place, which I really disagree with.
But. I think the story is, I don't know if it's true or not, it's true that Rav Pam once met with Mayor Zlotowicz.
They changed the comma in Birkas Kahani.
Right, that's another story. But what does it say there? Is it Zecher Zecher Kamo? I'll look it up. So Rav Pam once met someone. Once had certain issues with some things in the Siddur, and he went to Rav Pam and he made a whole big thing. It's related into, and Rav Pam basically said that he's right, and Rav Pam he met with Rabbi Zlotowicz Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and he told him that...
No, there's no comma after Zeta.
There's no comma?
Zeta Rav Tuvah Hu Yad.
They don't put a comma there. There's no comma?
No.
Okay. So some that could be the way of the...
Zeta Rav Tuvah Hu Yad.
Is it Zecher, a remembrance of Rav Tuvcha? Or is it Zecher Rav? A great remembrance. A great remembrance of Tuvcha. If it's smichus, then it should be Zecher. A Zecher Rav, a great remembrance of your... Is the word Rav modifying the word Zecher, or is Zecher a stand-alone word, and then Rav goes together with Tuvcha? Is it Rav Tuvcha, or is it just Tuvcha? And then Rav goes back on Zecher. The nafkamina is Zecher Rav, comma, Tuvcha. Or is it Zecher, comma, Rav Tuvcha? So many medaktikim hold that the correct thing is Zecher, comma, Rav Tuvcha. All right, let's go further. Oichichacha, Hashem over here says, I will debate you. I will give you Musar. Oichichacha, I will da. Asher etzvakach imcha ve'eroich lefanach es ma'asecha. I will arrange. I will present to you a videotape of every single crime you've committed in this world. Isn't that scary? Ve'al kulam tekabel gemul ba'olam haba. And you'll receive gemul. Either gemul over here means either reward or punishment. Do you ever look at a video of yourself from 25 years ago at someone's wedding and watch your mannerisms and watch the way you behave? Isn't that scary? Go look back at some videotape of you at someone's wedding from 25 years ago. At the smorgasbord, watch what you're eating. Watch if you made a bracha. Did you make a bracha achrayna? Just have a videotape of what went on 25 years ago.
How about dancing,
how you behave, what you did, all these things. Isn't it shocking that was me? I really did that? Or what about what you wrote? Like they always do. When someone gets nominated for some position in government, so they go and they read, Mr. or Miss So and So, you wrote this as a college in your thesis 20 years ago. You wrote this. Like you wrote this. You know this is a statement. It's unacceptable. You're a racist. You're a this. You're a that. What do you say about that? Oh, you know, I was just a student back then. No, you weren't. You were a mature adult. And these were your beliefs. How do we know? How do we know you're not going to do this again? Oh, right? It's scary. Well, in Shemayim, that's what it says. I mean, we all know this. We're not seeing any chidushim over here. But over here, the mitzvah stuff, you know, the words. There are people who know. There are three types of people in this world. Those who know how to write and those who don't. And the Mitzudas David is from those who really know how to write, and there's sometimes simple concepts. Simple concepts. Just eloquence in stating simple, obvious things. It's, you know, you take for granted there are certain obvious things, but just try to describe it in words. It's a tremendous bracha, koyach, talent to just write down in with eloquence. Basic, simple concepts. We also din v'cheshven. When we die, there's going to be din v'cheshven. Look how he writes about it. Avol da. It's very eloquent. Da. You should really know this. Know. Asher esvakach imcha. After it's all over, I will challenge you. I will debate with you. Ve'eroich lefonech. I will arrange. I'll lay out on the table. Esmasech. Everything that you did, v'al kulam, on every single thing that you did, tekabel gemul ba'olam haba. Okay, simple, right? Everyone knows this. This is the obvious truth. But look how beautiful these words are. It's a koyach. I mean, it's really the way he said this basic, simple concept. The eloquence of the few words that he selected: da, esvakach, eroich, gemul, olam haba. It's incredible. Think about it. It just a koyach of writing, a koyach of communication. Pasuk Chavez, next pasuk. Pasuk Chavez, so we'll go back to pasuk. What?
Say, go back and look at, you know, you know, go all the way back to look at the record.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, what I've always objected to is that it's a denial of teshuva. It is possible that people have changed.
Of course. I'm not, I don't mean like, you know, I don't mean like that, right?
Somehow you're locked in to any
fatalist. I'm a fatalist.
You're locked into any cherry pick statement you made years ago. I'm not talking about last week or last year. But,
okay. I agree. I'm sorry. I went a little bit too far. I accept. You're right. I don't mean. Obviously, a person grows and changes. That's why we're here in this world. Obviously, there's a process of maturing, developing, becoming different. I told this to you many times. This really frightened me many years ago. Someone who was in a class. Someone said, I challenge everyone in this room to do the following. It's going to cost some money. You're going to waste a lot of money on this, but it's a very good lesson. It's worthy for you to do this one day of your life to learn a very powerful lesson. Get up in the morning. Everything that you put in your mouth, from the time you wake up in the morning until you go to sleep, it's going to cost money. It's not a cheap thing to do. Everything that goes into your mouth, whatever, I want you to take the equivalent and put it on the table. If you wake up when you have a cup of coffee, okay. So take another cup of coffee and put it on the table. If you take some cereal, everything that goes in your mouth, exactly what you have consumed, put it on the table in the same place. Before you go to sleep, look at the table. You will not believe that you consumed all that food in the span of 18 hours. You will not believe it. You will be nauseated. You will not believe it. It will change your forever.
Forget about it the next year.
I never tried it, but it's a scary thought. You really don't realize what you consume every single day, and it has an aftermath of how much it costs, dieting, health, and other people also are entitled to indulge like you, of giving tzedakah and appreciating how much things cost. There is an incredible mussar in the visualization of what you do. A person gives din v'cheshbon. Now, if you think about that statement, it's taka very scary. Think about that on a whole lifetime of not just what you eat, but every single thing that you do. It's a very scary thing. There's a device you can buy. People don't even want to because it's scary. Is you just attach something to your shirt or to your jacket, and it takes a picture. Body cam, but not like the police body cams, which are very big in video. Just a simple, very simple little thing. It takes a picture. You can set it every 5 minutes, every 1 minute, every 10 minutes, every half an hour, and then at the end of the day, you connect to your phone, and you can watch in 1 minute, or in 2 minutes. The whole day, every chazor of the whole day, it's very frightening. How much time you wasted? The memory. Oh, I did that. A din v'cheshbon. Okay, it's a din v'cheshbon. A little teeny device. It doesn't cost much. You put your jacket, you connect to your phone, and it just takes picture every like whatever's in front of you. You got to be careful in the Beis HaKiseh. You got to be careful. That's a very big problem with police, with the body cams. That's their excuse. What did you do to this guy? You killed him? Where's the body cam? I went to the Beis HaKiseh, I forgot to turn it on. You go out, bang, 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 bang. No body cam watching what you did. Didn't cheshen. So can you imagine Shamayim, Achamei Ve'eshrim? It's all there. That's what it says in this pasuk. It says here in this pasuk, Eile Osisa, you've done the following. Hashem is presenting you the facts. I was very patient with you. And because I was patient, it turned out to be not so good for me, Hashem says. Because I was so patient, you fool yourself into thinking that the Misa, I will be just like you. I also enjoy this. But you know something? At the end of the day, I'm going to give you Musar. I will present a multimedia presentation of everything that you have done your entire life. That's a very good, the good translation for v'erchol li'einecha, multimedia presentation. An arrangement in front of your eyes. I'll bring up the sound, the video, the consequences, the whole thing to present to you what you've done. Now, I want to just give you one last thought on this pasuk, and that is, it says over here, this is a very frightening thing. Two things go together. V'hecherashti, I was silent, and you thought, because I was silent, it's because I'm just like you. I also have a pleasure in evil. Why was Hashem silent? Hashem was silent for your benefit, in order not to punish you, to give you an opportunity to wake up and realize that this is not a way to live, and to do teshuva. So Hashem did with man the ultimate chesed of not punishing him, and man took that chesed and used it against Hashem. The ultimate form of mishalem ro'o tachas toiva. This is where it comes. No good deed goes unpunished. Hashem did the ultimate good deed, and Hashem did not punish us. He was patient, to give us an opportunity to do teshuvah. And we took that good deed that Hashem did for us, to have rachmanis upon us, and we used it as a way to accuse Hashem of you also enjoy evil. You also enjoy evil. You know what it's like? It's like the chayt. What was the worst part of the chayt ro'ega? What do they do? You know, you'll say the worst part. Chazal say, it was a kala that's mizane under the chuppah. Could you imagine going to a wedding today? Going to a wedding, and under the chuppah, the kala sees one of her old boyfriends, and she walks out of the chuppah and starts flirting with him in front of the whole place. She's getting married under the chuppah, and she sees there in the audience someone that she knew, someone that she dated a long time ago. She walks out of the chuppah and she starts having a conversation with him, and like, mamish, oh, you know, I really should marry you. Right? Out of your mind? Well, that's exactly what we did at Har Sinai. It's exactly what we did. Under the chuppah, Matan Torah, and what Moshe goes to Shemayim, we now call upon Moshe Rabbeinu to read the Ksuba. And as Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to read the Ksuba, what do? We walk, the kala walks out of the chuppah and has a whole conversation with the Egel Hazav. I'll marry you, the Egel Hazav. No different. That's what we did. There's something even worse. There is something even worse than that. We did that. You know what's even worse? Chazal say they offered the Egel Hazav an offering. What did they offer it as an offering? The man. They took the man, the Omer, and they brought it as an offering to the Egel Hazav. That was the worst. That was the lowest of low. To take, you'll be a meshugana, to go leave the chuppah, you're in the chuppah. Moshe Rabbeinu was now going to Shemayim. I'm giving you a mashal. We call up Moshe to read the ksuba. And as Moshe is reading the ksuba, the kala walks out of the chuppah and starts having a conversation with one of her boyfriends. Right? That's not what we did. Chazal say much in more graphic terms, a lot worse. Can't even talk like that here. Okay? Much more graphic terms. Achal, it's mezane, tachas chupasa. So we, this is everything even worse. Because doing that, you just stop, I'm a shugana. You're ein odem choyte el imke nichnas by ruach shtos. Meshugana, mamash meshugana. Nichnas by ruach shtos. But to take a gift that Hashem gave you, a miraculous gift for your survival, and to take the man and bring it as an offering to the Egel Hazav, that's over the top. This is exactly what it says over here. Eile Osisa, you've done the most horrific crimes, a whole page of crimes. You're a phony, you detest, rebuke, you take everything that I've given you, you throw it behind your back. You engage in theft with adultery and zima. You speak lashon hara. Everything comes out of your mouth is crooked. You speak lashon hara against your own brother. And you know, Hashem says, I was patient with you. Maybe you'll do teshuva. Maybe you'll wake up. And what do? Oh, the reason why you were quiet, Hashem, was because this is what you want us to do. Unbelievable. It's the worst of the worst. It's horrifying. And this is what the Machaber, David, whoever composed this mizmor, is saying about us. So you thought you're now in a lot of trouble. Come into the principal's office. I will rebuke you and I will present all of your crimes, your presence, a multimedia presentation of your crimes. Pasuk Beis. Binu no zois sheche elo ka. I'm not going to pronounce it the correct way. This is a very important word to know how to pronounce, because we say this in davening a couple of times in Nusach Atzilah, and the way you pronounce a hey, that is a patach, with a patach and a dat, is similar to how you pronounce ach, no ach. How do you pronounce no ach? No, there's a nun ches, so just say nach, like Nachman, Nachman mi Breslov. No. How do you pronounce Noach? It's the ches is first comes an aleph. You have to make believe there's an aleph. And then you finish off with a ches. It's first grade, right? Noach. When you have a hey, it's the same thing. It's elo, ah, and then the end is ha. There's a mapek hey. So it's not Elo, I don't know, all different funny ways of saying it, but the correct way to say it is Elo, then you add an Aleph, ah, and then you finish off with a Hey. Because a Hey and an Aleph are not so different, sometimes it gets swallowed up. Elo, ah. Okay, I just said it the real way. For learning, you're allowed to say it. So you have to end off Elo, again, the Aleph, and then at the end of the Aleph is a emphasized hey, and that's the correct way to say it. So therefore, you have forgotten, and we say you don't want to say Hashem's name, so you say Eloka. You say Eloka, which is not really Eloah. You really can't say it. That's maybe why people make that mistake, because you just say it when you learn it, Eloka. It's not the real way, but Sheichei Eloka. Those who forget Hashem, Pen Etroif, you better watch out. Hashem says. Pen etroif ve'ein matzil, I may rip you to shreds. And ve'ein matzil, no one's going to save you. It's frightening. The word over here is toroif taraf Yosef. These words were said by the brothers. Mida keneged, what we're talking about over here, when it says over here, going back, mida keneged mida, it says over here that you speak lashon hara teishef, bi'achicha sidaber, ven imcha titen dofi. Okay, you say lashon hara about your brother Yosef. And over here, what did they say? What was the end? When Yosef spoke Lashon Hara about them, he said that they engaged in arayos, and they were engaging in Eivim Menachai, and they were mezalzel in the Benoi Shvachas. There were three accusations that Yosef made against them. They were being mezalzel in the Benoi, they were racist. That's really what he said. They were racist. They were mezalzel b'bnei HaShvachas. And then he said that they are Oisik in a Gil Yarayas. And they says they're not good animal, no animal rights. They're a violation of the PETA protocols. They're engaging in eating Eivir Menachai, eating living creatures. This is three accusations that Yosef made against his brothers. And what was the result? Senaschinam. And what did they do to him? They ripped him to shreds. They tried to kill him, sold him as a slave. And they told their father, Toroif Toraf Yosef. You know, you can say it's like a psychological Freudian slip. That's what they really wish for him. Toroif toraf. Why do they have to choose those words? Everything, you know, now today we know, and you read, if you get brainwashed by reading the magazines, everything that happens when you're an adult is all rooted in if someone in kindergarten, if the kindergarten teacher didn't smile like you, okay, it's all rooted in this. Like, is there a truth to this? I don't know. A lot of this is nonsense, but there probably is some truth to some of these things. And it's very frightening, the words that they selected. The words that they selected are Toroif, Toroif, Toraf Yosef. It was a very powerful words. He's been ripped to shreds. Why do they have to say that? There are much more delicate things to say. Certainly, you know, in professionals, when they have to break bad news to people, you know, in the police department, and they have to come to families, and you know, in the military, when they're Chamana Litzlan, they have to go and they have to tell a family that someone was injured or died in war. There's a whole protocol. They have a whole team. The government spends millions and millions of dollars on training and special people that go to the homes of families, how to very sensitively break bad news. And here, this is shocking. Shocking how they talk to their father. He was ripped to shreds. We found this. They show him the clothing. Who today in the professional world, would anyone even fathom doing this today? In the professional world, if a soldier was killed in battle, will they come and they show, here's the uniform. It's full of blood, bullet holes. It was ripped to it was the explosive device, and your child, he was blown to smithereens. You got to be retarded. Right? You got Mama Shabu, who do this? They come in uniforms. I once saw, you go watch a YouTube video, and they have special units trained Ganze Meisef for this. And Achenu B'nai Yisrael, the Torah says that the shift they caught here, they took his garment, they soaked it in blood, and they presented, look what we found. Yosef was blown to smithereens. I don't know. I have no understanding of this.
They didn't want to lie.
You're allowed to lie, mate. We live in the Alma de Shikra. You're allowed to lie for certain things. We live in the Alma Hashlech Laoretz. What does it say in the Pasuk? There, to lie, the permissibility to you know, bend the truth when these type of things, you have to be, it's bad news. Soften it. I don't have any answer, but you know, we learn Chumash as children and we just let things go by, and we get older, we don't even stop to dwell upon shocking things. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because it's just striking what it says over here. Hashem is, I'm warning you people, Binu nazoi shaychei eloka, those who forget, pen etroi fe'ein matzil. That's the same expression, pretty much, that the brothers said to their father, and it's in response to the last crime of speaking Lashon Hara against your brother. It's a parallel here between Yosef speaking Lashon Hara against the brothers of his, against his brothers, and then in response Hashem says, you do this, you do, the brothers, the hatred that they had for him was obviously immense. If they said those words to their father, it's almost like a Freudian slip, a revelation of how much they hated him. And they said, Toreif Toraf Yosef. As Hashem says, I'm going to let out that anger. I'm going to have that anger. Pen etroif ve'ein matzil. What? Vayimoyin lehisnachem. He didn't believe them. Maybe that's why he didn't believe them. Maybe he didn't believe. I don't know. I don't. These are mysteries. Every parashat Chumash, if you really dwell upon it, it's you have to stand back and humble yourself to acknowledge tachlis haydia sheneda shaloineda, and it requires a lot of emuna. Maybe that's why we shouldn't learn so much so deeply. We don't have the emuna to really acknowledge the depth, the extreme depth of everything that's presented in the Torah. Next, let's just read the next passage together. Zayveach toida yicha is a hard word. Yicha be do nini. How many syllables is that? Yicha be do nini. L'chayru, it's a comet's gadol, which means that the nun is a shvar no. I'm making that. It has to be. I believe so.
No, it's not a shvar no.
It's a comet's gadol. Do. Why is it not a comet?
Okay,
L'chayr is a kavod gadol. There's no nun. You don't need a nun. You don't need a dot in the nun. If there will be one nun, then there will be a dot. But l'chayr it's a kavod. The dal, the dot, the komatz is a kavod. It's not a kavod. Very few kavod katons. No, the psik is for the yud. It's for the yud. L'chayr the nun is. Maybe I'm wrong. But l'chayr the nun is a kavod gadol, and the kavod gadol would mean that the nun is a shvana, and then this is a record. Ye cha be do ni ni. Six syllables in one word. That is a record. When I used to teach laning, so the kids, I teach them to count the syllables in each word. How many syllables? A lot of these kids, they slur. They love to go through the stop signs. They slur through the words. So the technique is, you take a word, a hard word, and you count the syllables. Ela, how many syllables? A, le, two. O-si-so, three syllables. It's very rare to have a word that has more than four or five. And here we have ye-cha-be-do-ne-ni, six syllables. No, so that's, you're doing a shvanach, we just discussed that. We have to check, ask an expert. A komatz, 90% of the time, 95% of the time, is called a tenua gedoyla. A tenua gedoyla is followed by a shva no. There are incidents. Rabbi Mayevsky is not here. Mayevsky is not here. We have to ask him. His son Moshe is a mumcha. He would right away, if he was here, I have no doubt, he would text his son Moshe.
Yeah, the Tehillim has a shva no.
A shva no?
A shva no. In the Oscar, they have the bar on top.
Yecha bedo ni ni. No, the line on top is usually a shva no. I don't even remember. So yicha bedo nini. Okay, if Rav Yossi was here today, he would text his Moshe.
And the bar on top
is a shvona. Okay, so it's a hard word. Yicha be those people who sacrifice a toida. Now this really l'chay goes back on with those people who zoveach toida. After see what he says over the mesudas, the pasuk.
They don't mark. They don't have the mark. He's here.
They assume you know. They don't know. They're right because they have the trub. Okay. They don't do that. Right. Okay. You're right. Zavech toida.
In the siddur, they mark each one up. All the rules are marked with a bar on top.
With some there, derech are, and there I will show you a derech. B'yesha Elokim, the salvation of Hashem. You can imagine that the Christians, they love this pasuk. Obviously, what they do with this pasuk, the corruption of the wicked people, what they do with this pasuk. But this mizmah, but over here, let's see over here, it's very late. Let's see, pasuk, chav beis. Binu nozois es asher kol maasei ha'odam. Understand this, that all the maasei ha'odam shemurim heim le'olam haba, they are guarded. Everything a person does is on record. There are records of everything the person does. Pen etreif la'anoish bo'olam haba. A person may be ripped to shreds in mitzvah stones in the next world. Wow. And in the next world, there are no tools. It's too late. There are no tools available. There's no rehabilitation. There's no correction facility in the next world to straighten out all the problems. There's no teshuva. That's scary. In Olam Haba, there's no teshuva. Why not? There's no opportunity to do teshuva in Olam Haba. It's too late. Next pasuk gimel zoveach toida hazoveach korban, a person who brings a sacrifice umisvadeh olav and confesses v'shav me'avaynuchu mechabed oisi bozeh. Again, the mitzvah of it is consistent, and he translates the word toida to mean confession, not like we think it means to bring up an offering of thanksgiving. It means here to confess, to acknowledge your defects. V'sam derech. A person that sets his way you should not live, everything is a coincidence. Nothing is a coincidence. Everything that happens is with a calculation, with precision. To pay attention to everything the person does, is it correct or not correct? The Mitzudos is noting a grammatical inconsistency. If it starts off by saying "arenu," I, will show him, show it should say biyish'i, in my salvation. If we're describing this from Hashem's perspective, so why arenu, I will show him, so it should be yesha biyish'i, period. You don't even need the word Elokim. I will show him my salvation. It's switching from I to third person. He will be shown. Im sh'amar, even though it says arenu v'chilu amakum yidaber, amar b'yesh elokim v'lo amar b'yish'i, ki chein derech hamikra. It's a grammatical, it is a style of writing. We have to appreciate that the way Tanakh, we know this many times, but there are many more examples of it is a very complex form of writing and has a different set of rules. And it would appear to be breaking all the rules of writing in modern times. This is the style of writing in Ach. V'chein v'el Moshe Omar, Hashem spoke directly to Moshe. Ale el Hashem, it doesn't say in the Pasuk, e'ele, which means that you should, Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe. E'ele, come up. It says, Ale el Hashem. Hashem is describing himself in third person. Come up to Hashem. That means someone else is speaking. But if Hashem is speaking, so come to me. Come Eli. What do you mean, El Hashem? That sounds like it's from someone else's perspective. Moshe went up. It's a contradiction. It's not a problem. Grammar never held us back in Chumash. It's not a problem. It's a style of writing. Let's see if we can see the Rashi very quickly. Okay, Rashi. Let's go back to the previous page. We do the Rashi on the previous page. Pasuk Yuches. Pasuk, no, it's too late already. We have to do the Rashi tomorrow. It's too late. It's 11 o'clock. All right. Let's take a short break, and then we'll learn about thunder and lightning. This week's parasha, the koilos, the borod. No, borod was...
Gentlemen, I'm planning on a pizza party on Wednesday. Will eat, I'll bring pizza here.